and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is the founder of Eagles View Ministries and our dear friend, Bobby Connor. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Zubaker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. Yes. Welcome, everyone, to Gray Street. We have a wonderful audience here.
We do.
Beautiful people.
Yes.
These are not Hollywood people. These are the beautiful people, the real beautiful people. Yeah. And one of my dear friends that I've known for many, many years.
Yes.
One of the great prophets of our time, been preaching 53 years, is that right?
Amazing. 53 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, praise the Lord.
That's a long
Bobby
time.
Bobby Connor.
That's a long time.
You don't look much over 53 years
I'll,
old.
I'll be 79 years old this
year. No way.
Yeah. Bobby. You're kidding.
No, I'm serious.
Young Bobby is 79.
Yeah, good gracious.
I'm still
childlike in a way.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a day to be alive.
Yeah. Next year, you got to celebrate and come back. And your 80th birthday.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
That sounds good.
I love company, but I'll be 83 by that time, probably.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Look at this. That's good.
Oh, my lands. Bobby, your wife, Carolyn, we love her.
Beautiful.
She prophesied over us. Do you remember that when we weren't even married yet?
Right. I think about a week before we were married.
The conference at the hotel there.
Mm-hmm. Rick Joyner's conference, prophetic conference. Yes. And she did. She ministered to us, prophesied over us. Bobby and Carolyn gave us our very first wedding gift. I was just sharing with the studio audience that so every time I look at this beautiful crystal bowl they gave us, I think of them. I pray for them. I say, Lord, bless them. Yeah. Be with them.
Lord. And you're living most of the time up on the Holy Mountain, right?
Yep, Moravian Falls.
Falls, where great miracles have always taken place.
Yeah. It's really amazing how we got there, honestly. I'd done a ministry there in Charlotte, and a man asked my wife, said, if I build a cabin up in the mountains, do you think Bobby would come and stay? And she said, you'll have to ask him. So he asked me, the man said, if I build you a cabin up in the mountains, will you come? And I said, I'll have to ask the Lord. So I said, Lord, and he said, yes, I do. I want you to do it. So the man built the cabin. This is an absolute true story, documentable. And so he built the cabin. So the first night, any human being is going to stay in the cabin. We're there to dedicate the cabin, me and the man that built the cabin. And so I've got him by the hands, and we're praying. And it's a November night, and it's cool up in the mountains. I've got a fire in the fireplace. And I'm praying with this man that built the cabin. And all of a sudden, you hear footsteps behind us. Poom, poom, poom. And we're the only two there. He squeezed my hands real hard. He said, I got to go home, hadn't I? I said, yep. So he leaves, and I'm the only one in the cabin now. And I'm sitting on the sofa watching the fire burn. And I hear a sound out on my porch, the front porch in Moravian Falls. And there's nobody up there then. That's the first thing that had been built in Moravian Falls was this cabin. Mm-hmm. So I thought, what's the deal? So I go out on the front porch, and Jim, there's 14 to 18 angels, but I can't count them. They can move so fast and rapid on my porch. And they were dressed just like pilgrims, because back there in those days, the Moravians had a 100-year prayer meeting 24 hours a day. And they were like the pilgrims, but that's how these angels were.
Oh, my.
First thing the angel said to me is, what took you so long? See, they hadn't had a commission till we got up there. And so this is immaterial on my part, but I'm playing with those angels out there just having a good time. They could jump on the porch, jump back off the porch. They could swing in the swing. And I'm out there kind of just playing with them. And then they're gone. I go back in the house, and I sit down on the sofa, and I go, how stupid. I should have been inquiring of those angels. And Jim, a knock came on the door. Wham, wham, wham. My heart jumped into my throat, and I sounded like a little teenage girl. I said, come in. And a voice of full authority said, no, you must come out. And Jim, so help me God, I opened the door, and there stands Jesus Christ, the Son of God, standing at the door of that cabin. He's got a bottle in his hand, but it looks like a champagne bottle, but it's not. And he said to me, we're going to have a christening service, but you don't know anything about christening. And he walked right by me and walked in, didn't stop at the fireplace, walked down the hall, turned, walked down the hall, went to the bedroom, and I'm following him. And he took the bottle and went, wham, and hit the bottle on the wall, and it shattered in a bunch of pieces, and the oil started running down the side of the wall. I didn't say it. I thought it. I thought, how am I going to explain to the man that built the cabin the first night we're here, the wall is damaged? And the Lord rebuked me. He wheeled around and said, you never have to apologize or attempt to explain what I do. See? And then the oil running down the side of the wall turned into a map of the world. Like a world map,
yes.
And the Lord would take his finger and he'd touch a place and it would light up. He said, you can only target what I target or you'll become a target.
Mm.
And that was the introduction to the cabin there.
Wow.
And so, praise the Lord. Moravian Falls.
North Carolina.
You know, if people didn't know you, they'd think you're just a little different.
Yeah. That sometimes there's stories that you have, and I'm going to talk about some of them today, that are unbelievable, but I swear before the heaven that they're all true. Ananias and Sapphira told us don't lie in church. Remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Lying in church.
Yes,
don't lie
sir.
In church. Just tell the truth about the truth. That is awesome enough, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And, I went to Moravian Falls, and I don't remember exactly if I think I probably was visiting you because it was very early on.
Yeah.
After prison, right,
and
Jim?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Somebody took me out to the cliff, to the mountain, ridge there, and on a rock.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me to just go out and sit there, and so I did. And this is Moravian Falls now, people. I don't know if you've ever been to Moravian Falls, but it is unbelievably super. I mean, the angels dwell on that land. Many have visited angels, haven't they?
Well, if
Lori,
I may say
Lori,
the Moravian,
you saw,
yes, I did.
Lori had a tremendous visitation of one of the conferences.
And the thing is, the Moravians dedicated that land, if you correct me if I'm wrong, they dedicated the land into Jesus Christ.
That's
Isn't that correct?
That's true.
Yes.
Now, I'm just telling you, it's just so people think I'm as crazy as you are, but I sat out on that rock, and I began to weep.
Yeah.
And I wept, and I wept, and I wept. I sobbed. Yeah. And to this day, I really don't know what happened to me, except it was supernatural.
Yeah. I'll tell you what happened. I used to walk that trail you're talking about, and the Lord said, you see that big rock there, and it kind of jetties out over a cliff there. And
yeah, it does.
He said, I want you to sit on that rock. So I go over there, and I sit on the rock, and the Lord came and sat with me. The Lord Jesus came and sat with me on that rock, and he said, I'm going to show you things. And the whole landscape became a vista, and he would show me things that are happening here and in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And but what I want to tell the people, the greatest advice I could give to any one of us is swift and complete obedience.
Yes.
If you're going to walk with God and have real authority with God, swift and complete obedience. Do as quickly as you can, as thoroughly as you can, anything he asks you to do. And if you don't take the first step, he's not going to waste energy trying to give you the second step. We sing about it, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
That's right.
And so it is a mystical place and a wonderful place, but it's a place of...
How many times do you think you've had visitations from angels at Moravian Falls?
Almost constantly, honestly. I'm going to tell some stories.
They abide there, right? I mean, they seem to live there.
Yes. It's really the truth. Those Moravians kicked a hole in the heavens. And
why is this? What were the Moravians really spiritually minded?
Yes, they had they've got it. It's right now some Moravians praying somewhere. They've had a 100-year prayer meeting 24 hours a day for 100 years.
My.
They're praying people. But what an opportunity you and I have to get to walk in the light. And it's so important that we walk in the light so we won't be stumbling in the dark.
That's right.
If I hadn't been there, seen it, I don't know how I could believe what you say because it's so supernatural.
It is supernatural.
But there is great supernatural. Lori, you mm-hmm. had the most supernatural mm-hmm. visitation mm-hmm. of an angel mm-hmm. that I've ever witnessed. And she was sleeping when an angel visited her, and mm-hmm. she talked to this angel. Yeah. And I listened in.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when she woke up, and
mm-hmm. I said, "I have something I have to tell you." And Jim goes, "No, let me tell you, because I spoke it out loud."
So I just told her everything the angel had told her and everything that they had mm-hmm. talked about, mm-hmm. and she said, "Oh my!" She couldn't believe that I had heard mm-hmm. her talking to this angel, mm-hmm. and they had prayed. Rick Joyner and the prophets. They had prayed that we had had visitations yeah. that night when yeah. we yeah. all slept.
Yeah.
And Lori always wanted to have an angel visitation.
I did. I wanted.
But it really was supernatural.
It really yeah. was, yes.
And there is supernatural. God is supernatural.
Yes, he is.
We need not be afraid no. because he can take okay. us to heaven. Bam, yeah. we're there.
Yes. Yes.
He can protect us from all things.
Yeah. Amen.
And so my hope is in him.
Yes. Yeah.
In this yeah. awful world we're living in.
Jim, if it's okay, I don't know if this is the time you want to do it, but I want to tell you, in my estimation, one of the most profound things I ever had with the Lord up until now.
Yes.
I'm in my bed. It's 2:22 a.m. in the morning, and I'm sound asleep. I'm sound asleep in my bed there in Moravian Falls, and all of a sudden, Jesus appears at my bedside. And here's what he said to me: "Bobby, let's go fishing." I said, "This is not a good time to fish, 2 a.m. in the morning." And the Lord standing beside my bed and said, "Let's go fishing." I said, "This is not this." And he said, "No, this is a good time to fish." And that was when I said, "Okay, now I'm no longer in my bed. I'm no longer in Moravian Falls. We're somewhere out looking at the ocean." And have you ever watched when there's a hurricane mm-hmm. and the news reporters are having to lean in rain? It's like that. Storms, lightning is flashing, winds howling, and we're at this ocean. You can see it. The waves are just roaring. And the Lord's standing there, and he said, "I want you to catch me a fish." And I said, "Lord, I don't have anything to fish with, but I'm all I can do to stand up. The rain's just..." And I looked at Jesus. No hair was moving. His robe wasn't flopping. And mm-hmm. he did like this, like that. And I moved over there. And he said in almost a childlike tone, "I'm still the Prince of Peace." Mm-hmm. See, there's a raging yeah. storm happening. And he said, "I want you to catch me a fish." And I said it again. I said, "I don't have anything to fish with." And then this is a part that it undoes me to the core. He looked at me with a look all the way inside of me, and he said, "You still don't understand, do you?" And he was sticking his hand into his chest, and he pulled out a portion of his heart, and he put a portion of his heart in my hand, and he said, "Cast this upon the troubled water." And I'm screaming, "No, Lord, no." I found out what Peter meant when he said, "We're not redeemed with corruptible things such as gold and silver from our empty lifestyle, but with the yeah. precious yeah. blood of Christ." The word "precious" there means incalculable. I know what he was talking about, because there I've got a piece of the Lord's heart in my hand. And he said, "Cast it upon the water." And I said, "No, Lord, please." He said, "No. In this troubled times, that the people need the heart of God." And I threw it like this, just, and it goes up in the air like this, and I'm watching it, the lightning flashing, the winds howling, and it starts down like this, and a big fish jumps out, takes it in its mouth, and swims right to our feet. And the fish is about, I guess, 6 feet long, and it's translucent. You can look inside of it, and you can see thousands of other little fish. And the Lord said, "Bobby, you know how much that fish weighs?" I said, "Yes, it weighs 55 pounds. He said, "It's 55 times 55, and it extended that long. Then he said, "I want you to pick it up." And I picked it up, and it was beautiful. Silver, but it was almost like glass. You could see inside of it. And inside of it was multiplied thousands of fish. See, Jesus said, "Follow me, and I'll make you what?
Fishers
of men." And I picked the big fish up. And he took it and pushed it into his chest like that. And then the next thing I know, I'm back in my bed. But there's no human words that can describe what it felt like to hold a piece of his heart. But see, we have the whole living Savior inside of us.
Yes,
we do. And we need to understand God has done a marvelous thing. He chose us in eternity past to live in the present, to forge the future. This is not a time for us to be on the sideline. It's a time for us to be wide awake on the front line.
Amen.
We have got to contend for our nation. We're in a mess like you cannot imagine. But God saw this day coming. And I promise you this. I promise you this prophetically. Your spiritual tomorrow will not look like today. I'm telling you, God, we're in a period, and I'll talk about it when we get the... Okay. We're in a period called until.
Until.
And I'm telling you, we're in that little until moment, and I'm going to explain to us in one of in our time what until is. Daniel 7 says, the evil forces ruled and raged and was just raging over the saints of God until the Ancient of Days stands and renders a verdict in behalf of the saints of God. Beloved, we're in that little period of time called until. God is about to... He's about to drop his gavel and render a verdict in behalf of the saints of God. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, we're about to see a radical change in the church.
Amen.
We have to. A radical change. Bobby, about a month ago, you shared some insights online into where you are and think we are prophetically and what events are coming in the days ahead. Could you talk about that a little bit?
I believe if we turn to Matthew 24, Jesus lined out what's going to take place. Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, pestilence, disease, and a lawlessness. There's a lawlessness loose in our land that we've never seen in our lifetime. And it's got to be dealt with. And it's a spiritual lawlessness. It's not just a physical lawlessness. It's physical, but it's birthed by the Spirit. And can I just tell you how it got here?
Yeah.
I'll tell you how it got here. Yeah. Now, you may not like it, but we're not here trying to win your... I want to be obedient to God and do what he asked me. Here, you remember when Donald Trump was president?
Yes.
And he gave the State of the Union, the State of the Union address?
Yes.
What happened? When he got through behind him in a smirky manner, Nancy Pelosi tore up. And that's rebellion at the highest level.
Yeah,
and rebellion is as a sin of... witchcraft.
Yeah.
There's the gate that opened up all of this lawlessness right there.
Wow.
You say, oh, Bobby, I'm sure. I asked the Lord, how did we get here so rapid? And he said, lawless rebellion.
Wow.
And rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft, and it's opened the door. And you and I are going to find out what it means to walk in the authority of Christ.
Amen.
Whatever he has bound, you and I can bind.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, we're going to see a radical change in church. Here's our problem right now. I think we're way too familiar with the God we barely know. But I promise you, he's about to reintroduce himself to the body of Christ.
Yeah. Wow.
Remember John, John the Revelator?
Yes.
Put his very head on the chest of Jesus. Mm-hmm. But now he's about to encounter him in a whole new dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we are. We're about to encounter the Lord in a whole new dimension.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to find out he is Almighty God. And he's going to render a verdict in behalf of the saints of God. I read this book, We Win.
Yeah.
We win.
That's right.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
But in the middle of all this, we need to learn how to rejoice.
Yes.
Hebrews 10:35 says, don't throw away your confidence, your steadfast hope in God, because your steadfast hope in God brings with it a great recompense of reward. One translation says, hold on to hope. It pays big dividends. The devil wants to get you hopeless.
Yeah.
Oh, just downtrodden. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know how we're going to do. What are we going to do? One of the things we're going to do is stop listening to poisonous doctrine through the mainstream media. That's one of the things we're going to do because they're brainwashing us. And listen, I'm telling you, what we're going to do is get into the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into us. The Psalms 119 verse 130 said, the entrance of your word gives light. It gives me a grasp and a comprehension of the ways of God.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder he wrote, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We've got to get into the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into us.
Yeah.
But just to be quite honest, I like the period that we're in. I don't like the results that's going on, but we've got to get shook up.
Yeah.
You know, it's high time to wake out of slumber. Mm-hmm. Jim, every time I get still before the Lord screams into my ear, sound the alarm, amen. Awake the warriors.
Yes,
it's not a time to slumber. It says in the book of Romans that knowing what a critical hour this is, how that it is high time now for us to rouse to reality. Wake up from our slumber because final salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed, adhered to, trusted in Christ the Messiah. I mean, listen, this is the end of the end time, yeah. And it's exciting. Honestly,
yeah,
I'm telling you guys, I want you to get encouraged, and I want you to realize God has called us to be warriors. Isaiah says, arise, you princes, and all the shields, because the deadly foe is at the door. Wow. Now listen, we don't have a time to slumber and sleep. It says in that book of Romans, it says, rouse to reality. If any segment of society needs a reality check, it's the church.
Wow.
Don't you think?
Yes.
We need to get, and here's where we get our check from.
Amen.
Right here,
yes.
The word of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God will stand forever. Well, I'm screaming, but
so good.
I want us to get excited. I don't like preachers that mumble and apologize for nearly saying something. We ought to say what we believe and believe what we say, don't
Amen.
You think?
Amen.
Yes.
Anyway, you have to watch me. Listen, if you lose your breath, you'll lose your turn around me.
That is so true, and I love that about you.
I'll try to do my best.
One of the most important issues that is facing our audience and really the world is the coming global food shortage. Mm-hmm. We have a video clip about the current shortage. Let's watch this, and then we'll talk about it. This is our dear friend Steve Chocolante about the food shortages in Sri Lanka. Let's go to him.
So right now we're living in the end time. There's a big warning I want to tell people about the global famine that's coming. It's hit Australia, it's hit America. And when I'm here in Thailand, it's very interesting to learn how Thailand is resisting that kind of globalist control. They want Thailand to sign treaties to say they will take GMO seeds. They want Asian nations to say, one will grow this food, another will grow that food. Well, let me tell you, from a non-Western perspective, how stupid it is when any nation on earth submit to that kind of globalist control. If I may say, and I've got followers in India and Sri Lanka, this is not to be offensive, but this is speaking about your leadership. You know, in Sri Lanka, you have the same climate, the same agricultural potential, the same wonderful soil, the same wonderful sun. You get the sun all the time, which is essential for growing lots of food. But the Sri Lankan leadership has decided to make Sri Lanka a tea producer. So the whole economy, the whole agricultural production is wrapped down around one crop. For who? For the British Empire, for the old British Empire. When you have all the potential to be completely self-sustaining and make all sorts of crops. So when I come here to Thailand, I can see why God created different nations and they're not supposed to be controlled by one dictator. Here, Thailand resists that, just mocks that kind of attitude because we believe that here we can make every food and nobody can tell us what food to grow. So we have all the seeds, we have the heirloom seeds, we have the non-GMO seeds. Everybody's growing all different crops. And people here right now, the secular people, are talking about food and about the end time like we should be talking about in the church. It's almost like the secular people have been listening to our sermons and taking it seriously, even more than the Christians. So I'm telling you, pastors, any leader that's still making fun of end time prophecy, you're so far behind the trend. Even the world now realizes that there has to be a preparation for what is about to come. And Thai people are preparing, and I'm looking at different prepper communities and different, you know, Goshens, they call it Goshens. The place where when the plagues come, that place is safe.
Morningside we believe is a place that was built to be a place of safety for the last days.
Yes,
and many are moving here. We have the greatest move coming here right now that we've ever had, I
Amen.
Believe.
Yeah.
And Morningside owned many of the condos in this building because we used them for our guests and all. And you've sold almost all of them, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you have one left, maybe?
I do, just
You
handful.
Have one left?
Yes.
So
yes.
That somebody can get that one. But we are seeing God move.
Yeah.
We're believing God for great miracles.
Yes, amen.
And, you know, God has, I don't know if it's God, but but man has blessed, this area is growing. When I moved here, people said, nobody lives on that side of the lake. You know, that's nobody wants that land back there. And now everybody's moving to this side of the lake, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're building a coliseum just a few miles from here that seats 50,000 people.
Yeah, yeah.
They're building parks and, you know, I'm glad I'm up here because, you know, when we moved here, we said, Lord, where are you bringing us to? But God knows best. Amen.
Yes, he does. Yes. Always.
And we believe in preparing. We believe that the greatest harvest is going to be during difficult times in the last days. Yes. And we're facing those times. Times such as was never, the Bible says, on earth before. And I'm excited, Nena, because you and the manufacturers from the wonderful Augustine Farms, they have worked with us. We have been working for months.
Yes.
And they have started producing more food for us.
Amen.
And we haven't been able to get it. Sometimes we couldn't get it for a year. Mm-hmm. But we're able now in the month of October, which starts today, for us, we're going to be able to offer 3,000 buckets of food.
Yes. That's awesome.
That is a miracle. It's like the loaves and the fishes being multiplied.
Right.
You know, it's wonderful to have food, but then to have food that will last 30 years on your shelf without a freezer, without a refrigerator. And I believe that we must do something to prepare. I believe we should be ready because God said, I'm going to send a great move of God from this area. Corrie ten Boom prophesied over it years ago, before there was even any runways around here. There was a dirt runway for airplanes, and that's it. And she pointed down here and she said, a great move of God's coming from here.
Amen.
And it's coming true, people.
Amen.
God is sending out this network. You people that live here probably don't even know the size of the network. The network is beyond anything. It's probably bigger than my old network when everything was so big, but this is done quietly. In the last 2 years, I had a stroke right there. I have a stroke, and God gives us a new network.
Yeah. Amen. And that's how it works.
What do you get from that? Bobby, I mean, how could I have a stroke and then we build the biggest network we've ever built?
Here it is. His strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Amen.
That's the first part.
Yes. Thank God.
His strength is
I
made
need
perfect.
That.
His strength
because
is made
I am
perfect.
Very weak.
Yeah.
I don't have the strength anymore, but I feel strong in God. I feel we're going to do great exploits here.
That's right.
I believe you haven't seen anything yet of what God's going to do. And we're believing God. We decided that we're not going under.
No.
We're going to go over.
Yes.
And we're believing God. And we're selling condos. We're selling land. We're selling. People are buying properties from us. It's just we're doing everything we can.
Yeah.
And people are responding. Mondo, I don't know how many of the prophets have sent a check in.
Yeah, listen, I it goes back to what Bobby, you were talking about, Prophet Bobby. Excuse me. This is, I got so much reverence towards you. I love you. But I want you to know something. When God speaks to you, don't linger in that word. When you hear the word, you got to be obedient and act upon it because you may be anointed for that window of time for God to give you favor with men and favor with land.
I like what Bobby said earlier. He said, when you hear from the Lord, you hear what the Lord wants you to do. It's called swiftly obedience.
Swift
and complete obedience.
Amen.
That's excellent.
I want you to order your food today. I'm believing this is October already. So we got October, November, and December. It's for Christmas. And the greatest Christmas gift you could give. Remember, we used to give the buckets?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Our kids, this last few weeks have been counting up their buckets.
They're realizing, well, Mom and Dad weren't so crazy after all when we gave them the bucket. That's like the right. Box.
Well, I went to my sister's house and to see her new house, Marie, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I go in the garage and I see all these buckets. I said, "Where did you get them from?" She's like, "Every year, mom and dad give us a bucket of food."
That's
and
right.
She had them right there. That's but
true.
That's what you guys have even helped us to prepare for our families, prepare for our children and others as well.
Someday, your children will bless you.
Yes, amen.
For those Christmas presents.
Yes, amen.
And so right now, we are offering 3,000 buckets for the first time in years.
Yeah.
For right now, we have them ready to ship.
So you're talking about the 60-meal bucket, I see, as you can see on the screen.
Yes,
right?
That's right. That's our prepared pantry 60-meal bucket, up to 30-year shelf life. They're available now. That's been a long road ahead, and we're so thankful. I believe that's been the favor of God for his people to be prepared. We have them available for a $225 donation to the ministry. That does include shipping and handling as well. Like we said, now is the time. We believe, Dot and I were talking, we're like, these would be amazing Christmas gifts that you can bless those in your life, your loved ones. If your kid has been saying, "I don't know about preparedness," this is a way for you to help prepare them. You never know. And I believe that even in this time, Dad, God has been speaking to me, and he's been saying, I've been reading through, as the prophets have been teaching us about Goshen, we are hearing that word, that God is preparing Goshens, safe places. That's for you. That's for your community. That's for your church as well. And so this is a way that you can do it by being prepared with up to 30-year shelf life food. They're available. You can call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. You can also go to our website, jimbakershow.com, as well to place your order.
And when you order food, it keeps us on the air.
It does,
it's part of the support, but it's for the supply for your own family.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And we're believing God this month. We need several more thousand people. I don't know, 400 or 500 more people. Mm-hmm. We could have that $1 million we need for this month to keep the wolf away from the door for this month. We need 400, we need, what is it, $4 million.
Right.
Totally to have our debts all wiped out.
Yeah.
But right now, we needed $1 million this month extra to keep from going off the air. Mm-hmm. And I'm serious. We were going off the air on our major network. And we must not do that.
Amen. Yeah.
And I wouldn't be telling you this if I didn't know it to be true. I don't cry wolf. And I need another 300 people at least this month to give
$1,000.
And we can see the miracle.
Yes, we can. Amen.
Everybody doing something creates a miracle. Amen.
Amen.
Call me right now.
Amen.
1-888-988-1588. Or you can write us at jimbakershow.com. Go to the website.
Go to the website. Yep.
Or you can write us.
You can still write us at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615.
Bobby, every year you put out a publication called Shepherd's Rod.
Shepherd's Rod.
And it's your message from God for the year.
Yeah.
And I've always enjoyed reading that.
Yes.
And I hope everybody in the audience will get one.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what's new in the Shepherd's Rod this year?
Okay, this year, this is one for 2022. I was in Moravian Falls. Can I just read you a short little
Something
here?
Yes, we love
it. This is how I received the Shepherd's Rod now. Prospering in God's presence. Watch this. Here I am. It says, I'll just read it to you. It is September the 15th, 2021, Yom Kippur. So you write it a year in advance. So it's 2021, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. I'm sitting quietly in my study in Moravian Falls, North Carolina. Words cannot properly describe the excitement and expectation within my spirit. There's a super stillness in the atmosphere, yet there is an excitement and divine expectation, knowing that the words of wisdom and much-needed prophetic insights will be released. I'm waiting before the Lord for the revelation and the insights he will reveal to me for this Shepherd's Rod, Volume 27. And so watch this. Now, this had never happened before. Suddenly, I'm thrust into a unique prophetic encounter. The Spirit of Truth asked me this question: what are your plans for moving and motivating the body of Christ from a mindset of simply surviving to divinely thriving?
Yeah.
That's what he asked.
Amen.
What are your plans? I go, oh, my goodness. And my mind just swirled around like that. And I thought, and so I was somewhat stunned and unprepared for the question. I thought for a moment. Then I replied, my plan is to wait for God to release to me his guidance and direction to accomplish such a daunting task. I was stunned at the wisdom that God had given me to answer the question, and I could feel the angels. And they said in unison, good answer. You know, so here's, I said, Lord, show me your plan for moving the church, moving the body of Christ from simply surviving to triumphantly thriving. He said, it's Psalm 16:11. Psalm 16:11 says, and you will show me the pathway of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, study the right hand of God. Nowhere in the universe is there anything more powerful than the right hand of God. Where are you seated? If you're seated in Christ in heavenly places, you're seated at the right hand of God. I did a whole study on the right hand of God. Psalm 16:11, you'll show me the pathway of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So I said, God, how are we going to move them? He said, start reminding my people of the promises I've made to them. You're the head, not the tail. No weapon formed against you will prosper. I'm telling you guys,
God
has already declared us winners and victorious. The devil wants to put a victim mindset on you. Well, and look up the word surviving. Just kind of whatever, whatever. You know, I have to just go with the flow. No, you don't.
That's
thriving
right.
is flourishing, expanding, growing. And God wants you to flourish. He wants you to be fruitful in every work. And he wants to bless the works of your hands.
Amen.
Can I give him a verse?
Yes.
Here's your verse. Put it down. Write it down. Put it on your refrigerator. It's Psalms 84:11. Psalms 84:11. You will be a sun and a shield to us. No good thing will you withhold from those that are walking upright. He will give us present day favor, future glory, honor, splendor, and heavenly bliss. Whether you believe it or not, Psalms 84:11 tells us we're going from one dimension of glory to the next. The shepherd's rod, last year, I prophesied about the pandemic. You know, I said, if you can read, you can read it. There's a pandemic coming. It's going to be very deadly and devastating.
Yeah.
I said, it's a shakeup for a wake-up to bring us to embrace a greater glory. And that's what
Amen.
God's doing.
Yes.
And so what a time to be alive.
Ooh, yes.
And when you said the wolf is at the door, I just turned in my Bible to Isaiah 21:5. It says they're just trying to relax and they've set the table. And then the scream from the Lord is, arise, you princes, and all of those shields, the deadly foe is at the door.
Mm.
It's time for the princes, the people of God to arise and all the shields. Jim, the first shield we need to all is the shield of faith.
I mean,
faith moves the hand
That's
of God.
Right.
And whatever's not of faith
does.
Is sin.
Right.
And we need, you say, well, how can I get more faith? Get more of the word of God.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by, well, I'm just shouting.
This
can I have that book?
Listen, you can have that book.
I can have that.
You can have that book.
I don't have it yet this year.
I know.
But I read a little bit of what you've written about prosperity.
Yes.
And prospering.
Yeah.
You know, people say, I don't believe in prosperity, but I believe in prosperity more than you all probably believe in prosperity. Because if God doesn't bless us, we can't make it. And right now, I was ready to go under. I mean, it looked like we weren't going to make it. And it's, you know, 2 years ago, I had a stroke and we started a new network. Well, God blessed that network. God blessed it so mightily. Mondo, I wish we could just read the stations they're on every day because it's amazing. All over America, this network going from right here up here in these little mountain hills, we're going all to the nation of New York. San Francisco, California.
Los Angeles, Jonesboro, Little Rock, Palm Springs, Sacramento, Washington, Miami, Naples, Orlando, St. Petersburg, Tallahassee, Tampa, Atlanta, Georgia, Baltimore, Boston, Detroit, Grand Rapids, Lansing, Toledo, Minneapolis, Richland, Albuquerque, Albany, Buffalo. That's just some of the major cities in
America. You know, a few months ago, we were the shock of our life. We lost one of our networks that I'd been on for probably 50 years. And it was in Florida. And we don't even know why. But it broke my heart. And it made me want to give up. But you realize we're on every one of those cities and a lot more.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you,
Florida.
Well, listen, don't forget with the Impact new Network and World Harvest Network and the Springfield Network. Amazing.
It's amazing what God is doing, prospering in God's presence. I believe we can prosper in these evil days.
Yes.
Inflation has gone up, all these things. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be able to be blessed.
Amen.
And that's what's happening to this ministry. People are giving. We're going to pay these bills.
Yes.
I believe we can be more than conquerors.
Yes, yes, we are. Jim, the only place the devil has is under the saints' feet.
That's it.
Yes. Romans 16:20 said, the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet.
Yeah.
So what? Oh, the God of peace, not panic.
Yeah.
And how do we keep from panicking? You listen to the news, you'll panic. The Bible said men's hearts failing them for the things they see coming up on the earth. Do Isaiah 26:3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace.
Amen.
When? On the person whose mind is stayed upon the Lord. Trust in the Lord Jehovah, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting, never failing peace. We got to focus on him. Yes, we look at the problems. We're not just ignoring them. But let that be your gaze. Let that be your glance. Let him be your focus, your gaze. They looked into the Lord and their faces were enlightened. We gotta realize God meant what he said. And about this prospering, he said, I wish above all things, beloved, that you would be in health and prosper even as your soul prospers. Listen, we got the greatest gift of all. We're not going to hell.
That's right.
We're prospering.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you. It says in Colossians 1:13, he took us out of the family of death and darkness and put us into the family of light, love, and liberation.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, whom the Son sets free,
it's free,
free indeed. Oh, man. I want us to enjoy Jesus.
Yeah.
Jim, I tell them, some people have just enough Jesus to be miserable. They got him in the head, but not the heart.
Yeah.
They're always mixed up with rules, regulations, stipulations. Stop it. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
That's right.
We need to get to know really Jesus and walk with him and commit ourselves to him. He's worthy of it, isn't he?
Yes,
he is worthy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You said recently that this is not a time to be dull and dumb.
That's
is that right?
That's
Did you say that? In the Word of God. You need to explain that to me.
All right. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It said, my people are perishing for a lack of knowledge. John 17:17 says, sanctify them, the saints of God. The word sanctify means clean up, set apart for the service of God. And how do you do it? With the word. John 17:17. And we have got to get back to the word of God.
Yes.
And listen, this is not just print on paper. This is a person. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Yeah. I'll just be quite honest with you. You'll never be committed to God like you need to be if you're shallow in this word.
Yeah.
My people, that's us, are perishing for a lack of knowledge. Study the word of God. The number one question I get asked around the whole world is, how did you memorize the Bible? I studied it till all of my fingers would wear a hole in the and wear the print off the page.
Mm.
My wife will testify. I've got a stack of Bibles. I've done that too. Now, here's what I'm doing now. I'm trying to memorize every translation that really speaks to me.
Mm.
And listen, one great verse, and I'll kind of shut it down. Ephesians 2:10. I studied that out of every English translation I could find on earth. Ephesians 2:10. We are his workmanship.
Yes.
Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God before ordained that we'd conduct ourselves in them. We're his workmanship. I looked up the Greek word workmanship. It means you're the final stroke of a master artist.
Amen.
So when the devil says to you, who do you think you are? You go, I'm the best God could do. You're the final stroke of a master artist.
Wow.
Oh, man. Get a new appreciation of who you are.
Yes.
You know, identity theft, you hear a lot about
it. Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you, it's rampant in the church.
Yes,
the devil's stolen our identity. Well, who are we? We're sons and daughters of the Most High God.
Amen.
Revelation 1:5-6, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us to be what? Priests and kings. That's an upgrade, don't you think?
I'd say so.
It says a priest can solve sticky situations, and the word of a king has authority.
Thank you, Lord. You
and I need to be so appreciative to the fact that God has put his word within our mouth, and we can decree a thing and it will be established.
That's right.
I said in Texas terms, just to stir people up, here's what it says. Make up your mind what you want.
Yeah.
Tell God what that is, and he'll get it for you.
That's good.
What? That can't be in the Bible. Yes, it is, Job 22:28. And you shall decide a thing. Make up your mind. Then you decree what you've decided, and the Lord will establish it, and the light of his favor will shine upon your pathway. Wow. we got to learn to start declaring what God has already declared for us. We have not because we ask not. I was preaching about this one time, and somebody goes,
"Brother."
Oh, well, yeah. Uh-huh. "Brother, that sounds like that Kenneth Copeland stuff." I said to him, "I believe Jesus said it before Kenneth." Don't you? We need to know what the Bible
says. I love it.
My people are perishing for lack of knowledge. Well, anyway, I love coming here because they want you to tell the truth about the truth.
Yes.
Listen, there's some places that go, "Now, be real careful. They could take us off of YouTube." Who gives a rip?
Yes, amen.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I love the media, though, because it can get into hearts and homes.
Yes,
and, people will sit there and watch it you couldn't drag inside church.
That's right,
so Bobby. We're told to go out in the highways and the byways and compel them to come in.
That's it.
So that's why we're doubling our efforts. Yes. Yes. We're going into social media. We're doing everything we can to double the vision. And we're going to expand the voice of the prophets. Yes, we're not going under. Yeah. It's going to get bigger in the name of Jesus.
That's right. That's exactly right.
The devil is under our feet. Amen.
Amen.
Can I tell you how big it's going to get?
How big?
Jesus, the Bible says, God is going to fill the whole earth with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the ocean. The whole earth is big, and that's what it's going to do. We're going to keep on preaching, teaching about the glory and majesty of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Listen, one thing that God blesses this ministry with is you stay on the centricity of Christ.
Yeah. Yes.
You
know,
you tell people about it's in Him we live and move and have our being.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, it's so important that we just give Him glory.
Yes, He gets all the glory.
And I want to see Christians start enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Amen.
The joy of the Lord's are what?
Strength.
A merry heart does good like a
medicine.
Yeah. Yes, ask doctors about it. You got a bad, sour attitude, it can affect your body.
That's right.
And the joy of the Lord is our strength. He said, "Well, brother, you don't know what I'm going through." Key is through.
Yes.
They don't walk through the valley.
That's
remember
right.
Shadrach, Meshach, and that other kid? God won't leave you in the middle of your mess, is what I'm trying to say.
No, He won't.
Bobby, in your recent episode of Bobby's Briefing,
yes,
you said that it's time for the body of Christ to wake up and spread the good news.
Yeah.
How can believers arise and shine in this dark day?
Oh, man. They looked unto Him and their faces were enlightened. Mm-hmm. If you look out, it says men's hearts failing them for the things they see coming come on the earth. Mm-hmm. But if you look up, they looked unto Him and their faces were enlightened. And you get into the Word of God and let the Word of God get into you, you'll find out greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world.
Right.
You are more than a conqueror. You're a super overcomer. Look up that word, more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. Yeah. And Paul came up with a new word called Hooper Nike. Super overcomer. That doesn't mean you just barely make it by the skin of your teeth.
That's right.
I mean, you are you're fully free to be who you are. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Yeah. All things become bright and brand new. Listen, don't ever get over getting saved. You understand?
Yeah.
The best thing in the whole world
is when
you got saved, man. And we need to share the good news with people. And you say, "Well, how do you do that? I'm kind of timid." You know, I used to wear a red button, just not any logo on it, just a red button on my shirt. And people they're kind of like antelope. They'll get curious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you get on an elevator, and I'm standing there, and they go, and I go, "Yes." And they go, "What's that red button for?" I go, "That's to remind me to tell you about the blood of Jesus." Have I got time for one more story?
Yeah.
Then I'll back out of this thing. Here,
so good.
We were on a plane. I fly all the time. We was on a plane, and I don't know if I was just super sensitive that day or what. But it seemed like to me, the businessmen put their luggage in the overhead and they'd slam the thing and they'd curse. God, the GD this and Jesus Christ that. Mm-hmm. And they over and over. And I thought, oh my goodness. And so I thought, I'm not going to stand for this. So I waited for the plane to get 33,000 feet in there, leveled off. They turned the little seatbelt light off. I get up. And I stand there, and I'm acting like I'm rearranging my luggage, and I slam that thing so hard, I mean the overhead, wham! And I go, "Damn, Buddha!" That's what I said. Now, listen. There was not a single person mad when everybody was cursing God.
Yeah.
But I had me a whole airplane, and I told them I just wanted equal time. They were cursing Jesus, so I just decided.
I know.
Yeah. I can't believe you did that.
I did it.
I've always thought of that because they you could use any other God, yeah. and they will go crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you can say Jesus any way you want.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I thought. And I told him I demand equal time. Boy, when it got time to get off the plane.
You are crazy. Can I say that?
When it got time to get off the plane, boy, I had an open runway, boy.
But, that's why I love you.
Yeah, we've got to just enjoy the journey.
Enjoy the journey. This is our journey.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll tell you, Bobby's going to be back with us tomorrow, God willing, if he'll come. And we're going to deal with a subject that's really strong on me. And the Pew Research has done a research of the church. And it looks like in not very many years, there's going to be a very, very small Christianity. By 2070, the Christians will dip to 35%. Can you believe that?
It's sad, isn't it? It's very sad.
We were 90% in 1990.
Yeah.
90% of America was Christian. Mm-hmm. And it's going so fast.
Yeah.
That would make you dizzy if it was an elevator dropping that fast.
Yeah.
And they say most of what's happening is young people are leaving our churches.
Yeah.
And so these people that say, oh, there's great revival, they're not telling you the truth. Mm-hmm. The kids have left the church.
Yeah.
And churches are going empty. And I'm going to talk about that tomorrow and see what Bobby Connor has to say.
Good.
About this is the Pew Research people.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say this, but I'm not sure I want to live on Earth in 45 years when it's going to be down to, you know, just practically not even half the America will be Christian. I mean, I was born when I think almost 100% of America at least talked like they were.
Yeah.
So it's a very powerful subject for tomorrow. But we're asking you today, this is our telethon time, and we're believing God that we're going to make it.
Yeah.
I would love, wouldn't it be wonderful if $1 million came in today? We're gonna just keep moving towards that victory. Yeah. And I know we already, last week, we were able to send an offering. What, 100?
Yes, we were able to send $100,000.
$100,000.
That's right, towards the network. Absolutely.
To the offerings.
Yes.
To pay on the bill.
Yeah. That was a miracle. I mean,
but
true miracle.
It was a miracle because we'd gotten so far behind.
Yes.
We're staying current anyway now
because
we're trying to stay current with everybody. But it's just been a very difficult time. The enemy came for us. I mean, really came for us. Took millions of dollars from us. And cursed us, sued us. My God, just paying lawyers would put us in debt. But it costs a lot of money to have the world around you today. You know, when they came for me years ago, they said we wanted to get a preacher, and they said we got you. And I made a mistake, and I really did. I sinned. I should have never done what I did. You know, years ago, and they said, but we needed a preacher.
Hmm.
We wanted to make an example.
Wow.
And it breaks my heart that I had to be that part of that. We lost all that ministry. It was one of the biggest ministries in the world. And we lost it all in weeks, just gone. And God has restored us.
Amen.
I was in prison for 5 years. They put me in prison for 45 years. But God and Alan Dershowitz wouldn't let me, so I'm out. But God meant it for good.
Yeah,
that's God taught me the revelation. God taught me the last days. I was prepared in the school of hard knocks, school of prison. But it's time now for God's people to stand together.
Yes.
I'm sick of what I see. And without a drastic revival, without a drastic move of God, the country's moving in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And it's getting worse. It's like daily. It's like a scale just dropping and just going. And millions have turned away from God. But it's time for us to turn to God. Yes. It's time to keep this voice on the air. This is the voice of the prophets. It's a voice that tells the truth, believes the gospel. We believe the Bible 100% from cover to cover.
Yes.
And we're here to preach it and to teach it. And we want to keep this network on the air when the whole enemy seems to want to take it off the air.
Mm-hmm.
So today, if you could give $1,000, I'm just believing God. Father, give us 100 people to give $1,000 today that we will have that special offering to come in today, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you will cause every person watching to give something today. In Jesus' name I pray.
Yes.
You know, the food is so important, and if you haven't ordered it, mm-hmm. you need to get your orders in now. We have 3,000 buckets for this month of October,
Amen.
But they'll be gone.
Yeah.
If you want to be ready, order the buckets now.
Yeah.
Order now. The price will go up by Christmas again. It's time to do what you're going to do.
Yes.
Call me, 1-888-988-1588, or you can go to thejimbakershow.com.
Right.
It's so important.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just looking over there. We have the water bottles.
Yes.
If there's... You can't live without food, and you can't live without water.
Right.
Yes.
You can live less without water. I mean, you, as far as the length of time. But you've got to have water, and you've got to have food to live. And we have these water bottles that you can... Filter your rain barrels. You can any water.
They're water filtration systems.
In that bottle.
That's right. It helps filter heavy metals, arsenic, aluminum, asbestos, copper, lead, mercury, zinc. The list goes on and on. This is a Seychelles filtration system. Mm-hmm. You can order one for a donation of $45 to the ministry. That includes shipping and handling.
They need to get six.
That's right. This is our sixth offer. Six of the 28-ounce extreme water bottles. That's for a donation of $185. Shipping is included. You can call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. Remember, go to the website, jimbakershow.com. We have the pumps available there, the water bottles, the thermal water bottles. We have many different items on our website, jimbakershow.com.
Let's do it today. Let's stay on the air and let's go over. Let's enlarge the network.
Amen.
Make the devil mad because we are glad and God is on the throne.
Amen.
And we're going to be with him. Because we believe in him. Amen.
Amen.
Our time's gone for today. Don't miss tomorrow with Bobby Connor back with a great message from prophetic word. Lori, you want to say goodbye?
Well, thank you, Bobby, for being with us. Thank you for giving us so much word today.
Amen.
And remember,
God loves you. He really does.
Yes.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Yeah. Good.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.